Senate will come to order, but all senators indicate their presence by voting. Secretary, take the roll.
Senators Bradley, Homan, and Curtula are excused from a call of Senate today.
Senator Bradley is present. We have everyone else present here. Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Robert McNabb of the Douglas Methodist Church.
Our Heavenly Father, we come again to you, tricking our minds for some fresh way to give expression to some of these particular urgencies of our private lives. Help us, we pray, to work together even through our differences and to evolve. Calm our spirits with your great tranquility.
Would the Secretary note the presence of Senators Tillian and Veland? Certification of the Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 94th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the unanimous consent of the journal for the 94th legislative day be approved and certified.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Secretary, I'll note the presence of Senator Sumner. Introduction of guests. Senator Bukovich.
From Northway. With us today, came down with Floyd Miller, Mr. and Mrs. Ruzick, Christy James, and Steve James. Would you please stand up?
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
Message of April 12. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 652 amended, making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for disbursement to the Steering Council for Alaska Lands and providing for an effective date, Chapter 27, Session Laws 1978, sincerely J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor.
Messages from the House.
Message of April 12, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CSHJR 60, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 60, requesting federal government to remove solid waste on land in Alaska in accordance with Resources Conservation and Recovery Act. Message of April 12, the House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 440, special appropriation to the University of Alaska Arctic Environmental Information and Data Center for disbursement to the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission to assist voluntary efforts to ensure whale stock viability with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 440 with the same title and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, the only change that occurred in the bill is they extended the reporting date from February 1st to May 1st.
Is there any further discussion or debate? I believe we'll take a roll call vote on this to be consistent with our practice of treating these conference committees as final passage. The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 440. Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 16 yeas, 1 absent, and 3 excused.
And so the House has concurred in the, Senate has concurred in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 440. Senator Coletta? Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. And so the House has concurred with the Senate amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill number 440 with an effective date.
Message of April 12, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution number 119, amended by the Rules Committee, relating to the use of herbicides on roadsides.
Resources.
House Joint Resolution number 49, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council for the Interim Committee on Subsistence Hunting and Fishing, endorsing the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission Management Plan and urging its full support before the International Whaling Commission.
Resources.
House Bill number 582, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Fisherman's Fund.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill number 608, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Education, pupil transportation, and student loan computer, and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Those are the only messages from the House this morning.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Standing committee reports.
There is a report from the Senate Judiciary Committee. Dear Mr. President, the Senate Judiciary Committee has no objection to the appointment of John E. Longworth to the Judicial Council for a term to expire May 18, 1983. Very truly yours, Senator Ziegler, Vice Chairman, Senate Judiciary Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 25, accrued medical and annual leave of state employees, and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, and Senator Bradley signed no recommendation. Senator Willis signed do pass. Committee substitute for House Bill 25 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Resolution 12, use of permanent fund revenue for hydroelectric projects, and recommends that it be placed on the Friday, April 14 calendar. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Rader and Tillian. This resolution will appear on tomorrow's calendar. The Rules Committee considered House Bill number 593, retail installment contracts and retail charge agreements, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title and appear on the Tuesday, April 18 calendar. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Rader and Coletta. This bill will appear on the Tuesday, April 18 calendar. The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 644, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, Medicaid miscellaneous, general leave medical, and handicapped children, and recommends that it be placed on the Monday, April 17 calendar. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian and Coletta. This bill will appear on Monday's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 589 by the Labor and Management Committee, an act appropriating $189,940 to the Department of Education for reimbursement to Cararac Incorporated for services received by the state from Cararac Incorporated and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
That is the only bill this morning.
To our data calendar.
Senate Bill number 332 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to examination of eyesight for a driver's license. The State Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and Senator Huber signed "Do Pass." Senators Willis and Ray signed "No Recommendation." There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an act on the suspension of the rules of Senate Bill 332 be considered engrossed and passed for third reading and placed for final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Bill number 332, an act relating to examination of eyesight for a driver's license.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Mr. President.
Senator Willis.
This merely adds to present law a section that would say that eyesight tests can be met by presenting a current certificate of a licensed physician or optometrist. I talked to Mr. Stickles in the Department of Public Safety about this, and he has indicated to me that they're presently doing this in any case, and this would merely take a present practice and put it in statute. The state of Nebraska also has a similar requirement of this, so I would urge the passage.
Any further discussion or debate? Question is, shall Senate Bill 332 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Could the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays, 3 excused.
And so Senate Bill number 332 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 444 by Senators Ray, Bradley, Ferguson, and Sackett, an act relating to Native handicraft. The Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Ray and Hackney. Senator Poland signed, no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, signed do pass. Senators Homan, Croft, and Meeland signed no recommendation. Senator Orsini signed no recommendation. Senator Tillian signed do not pass. Silver yes, Black Hand no. I have an amendment number one by senators. Oh, there is a committee substitute.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the committee substitute.
Do you have the floor, sir?
The committee substitute simplifies and clarifies the overly complex identification system for the Alaska-made handicrafts in the existing law and the original bill. In section one, on lines 10 and 14, the phrase "in the state," which was deleted in the original bill, was reinstated in the committee substitute to ensure that the authentic native handicrafts were made in the state of Alaska, not outside. In section two, on line 22, the name on the identification seal was changed from Native Craft to Authentic Native Handicraft. And in section 6 on page 3, section 70, the existing law was repealed, reenacted, and added to the bill to define the changed name. Also in section 2 on line 27, the identification name was changed from Resident Alaskan Native Craft Made in Alaska, which is quite a mouthful, to Authentic Handicraft from Alaska, which deletes the word Native and is for a shorter terminology. This changed name is also defined in section 6 on page 3. Subparagraph B of section 2 on line 29 was consolidated and made the same system for both native and non-native handicrafts as to letter symbols and colors to designate the area in which the handicraft was produced, and as to numbers to designate the agent or permittee who to authorize the use of the identification seal or labels. In section 3 on line 11 and 12, the new terminology for the new two kinds of handicrafts replace the old terminology. And in sections 3 and 4 on lines 19 and 28, the word craftspeople was changed to craftsmen. Thought it more appropriate. And on lines 20 and 23, the word craftsperson was changed to craftsman. And in section 4 on page 3, and lines 1 and 2, the change in names of kinds of handicrafts were made. Mr. President, those are the changes made by the committee in their substitute bill. And as mentioned before, the committee substitute provides for a more simplified and easily administered handicraft program.
Motion has been made for the adoption of the committee substitute. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the Commerce Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 444 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to native handicraft. Amendment Number 1 by Senators Ziegler and Ferguson. On page 1, line 21, change 2 to 1, the number of the subparagraph. And on page 1, line 26, change 3 to 2.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I move the adoption of the technical amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? Hearing done, it's so ordered.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President,
is there any objection? Hearing done, it's so ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 444 amended, an act relating to native handicraft.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Tillion.
I was one of those who originally supported it when it covered native handicraft, because we were getting some import protocols and whatnot. We needed something to make sure that it was actually Alaskan native, that the carved in it or woven or whatever it is, the actual native handicraft of Alaska. Now what you're doing is just making a separate seal for anybody that is native that happens to live here in Alaska. I don't think this is necessary. I think it's just confusing.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, I think we did a few other things to the bill. We simplified it because we had a separate seal, color, and letter symbol for Eskimos, Indians, and Aleuts. That's rather complex. So now we just have it for native and non-native. It will cost less in the long run after the initial change, and it's a much more easily administered program.
Is there any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 444 as amended pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to voting. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 1 nay, 3 excused.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 444 as amended has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 471, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the annual motor vehicle registration tax and providing for an effective date, was held over from yesterday with a motion pending on adopting Amendment Number 1.
Is there any further discussion or debate on Amendment Number 1 by Senator Ray Pertulin-Rohde? Senator Ray? Is there any objection to the withdrawal of amendment number one? Hearing none, amendment number one is withdrawn.
Amendment number two by Senators Huber, Petula, Ray, and Rohde. Starting out, this is a long amendment, page one, line 6 and 7, delete all material. This amendment has been distributed.
Is there a motion to waive the reading of the amendment? Senator Ray. Is there any objection to waiving the amendment, reading of the amendment? Hearing none, the reading of the amendment is waived. There is no motion for the adoption of the amendment. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Mr. President.
Senator Willis.
As a prime sponsor of the bill, I would like to state that I agree with Senator Butler's statement of yesterday. While I'm really hard pressed to have to vote against this amendment, I do believe that it is really the subject of another bill, and it was not my intention, or was it in the beginning, to complicate passage of this bill. But I believe that if we do not pass the amendment, as co-chairman of State Affairs, I can bring this back in the form of a bill. It'll be addressed as a separate subject, and we can get it back very shortly for consideration on this floor. So I would urge that we not pass the amendment.
Senator Huber?
But I had the job yesterday to read that legislative affairs. And I urge the adoption of the brief from the work of the ANCA division. This would be the same. This would be the easiest to get from the end. And President Willis did this one. The amendment was drafted specifically to meet the requirements of Senator Butler, which put forth. And I submit to the body
that it meets it fully. As Senator Butterbridge explained it, and if you don't, I certainly would not want to be backing it myself, but it was designed to do that. There may be some misunderstanding. I'd like to explain the bill. Page 1, line 6 and 7 simply broadens the wording of the preamble slightly so that it makes room for the AS-29 53020 provision. It should have been done in the first place because 28-10-255 is actually a tax in lieu of the 29-53020 tax. And Mr. President, the simple method of handling was for 28-10-200 to be amended instead of 255. This eliminates the tax both on the original registration for one single vehicle for persons 65 years of age or older, that's the state tax, as well as the tax in lieu of personal property tax that is authorized under 255. And Mr. President, Senator Willis yesterday was under the impression that Section 29 gave an exemption already to person. That is, Statute 29 gives a municipal code, gives an exemption to people already over 65. That's true on real property, sir, but it did not include motor vehicles or other personal property. And this strictly takes it on to motor vehicles or other personal property. Now, in case anybody is worried about its effect upon the municipalities, there is an amendment number 3 on the table which would fairly distribute the money back to the municipalities if this becomes an important issue. I'd suggest that we pass the amendment to be the best method.
Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, this becomes a little bit more complicated than my clear evidence. I think, I haven't seen it yet, sat down here this morning, but I think what this would do is repeal all license fees to senior citizens, even if they own a 5-ton truck, that's what they claim, they have exempt license from that. I think it also deletes the property tax for senior citizens on that vehicle, but I think the reimbursement provision, which is the next amendment, okay, I think those municipalities that have adopted this graduated Section 255 tax can still subject senior citizens to that tax, since it's not a personal property but a registration tax. Therefore, we're doing the reverse of what we did yesterday. Yesterday, the amendment would have the effect of granting an exemption to those municipalities that have adopted this tax. I think this amendment does just the reverse. It grants an exemption to those municipalities who have not adopted that tax. That's as well as I can do in trying to piece this together in just a few minutes.
Mr. President.
Senator Huber.
That is not what it does. It grants amendment number two, which I didn't discuss yet because we were on amendment one, and I thought it best that we might discuss amendment two separately, being that it has not been moved as yet. But amendment two would give a universal exemption and at the amount specified in 255. In other words, because a community was not levying that tax or did not choose to go under 255, if you went for amendment number, I'm talking about amendment number three now, actually, if you went for amendment number three, you would actually give everyone the same. Whether you wouldn't be promoting them to adopt this tax just to get the amendment. They're 65-year-old and older people who had one motor vehicle exempted by application as specified in amendment two would be reimbursable back to the community. I thought that we should discuss that as a separate item, and I can assure Senator Orsini that the legal note on this from the legal section that that has been considered and it does not handle it in the manner that he described.
Senator Orsini?
One other consideration, does Senator Huber have a fiscal note on the effects of deleting all these license fees?
Mr.
Senator Huber?
It's obvious from Senator Orsini's figure yesterday that it would be about $100,000 because the other was $50,000.
Senator Orsini?
President, Senator Huber is prompted by Senator Ray. Thank you, Senator Ray. The other point of order, the $50,000 figure, Mr. President, was based on the addition of the graduated taxes, and it really wasn't tied into the motor vehicle license fees, which is what this amendment would do. And I think a simple doubling of the fiscal amount is probably incorrect. I don't know what the correct figure is, and I suspect it's not easier than anybody else does.
Mr. President.
Senator Willis.
Senator Huber and Senator Orsini are making my point. This is the subject of another bill, and this is why I say we should vote against it. I'll come back working with Senator Huber within the next few days, and we'll start working the bill back to the floor here.
Senator Croft.
Mr. President, yesterday there was discussion about whether or not the amendment would be germane or whether the bill would violate the one subject rule if the amendment were passed. And I'm curious, you said that you'd reserve decision until you saw the amendment, which I think was correct. Now that we have the amendment, I would appreciate your decision as to whether it is germane to the original bill. It does bring in a new title. Apparently the sponsor of the original bill feels that it is not germane. And I was curious what your decision would be.
Well, my decision is that it meets the technical rules as being falling within the purview of an act relating to motor vehicle registration tax. The policy argument is a different one. Senator Huber.
Mr. President, right before your ruling, I do assure you that that question was very carefully researched by the legal staff upstairs, because we did bring it up with them and haven't been brought up on the floor. And they did rule, same as you did, that in fact the title probably should have been worded as it is now in the original bill.
Is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Croft?
May we have
Senator Stanides. The Senate will come to order. We have before us amendment number 2. Senator Orsini.
President, on the fiscal note question, I'd like to point out to the body that the $50,000 fiscal note of yesterday, or the original bill, was a fiscal note pertaining only to those municipalities who had adopted this motor vehicle registration tax. What we're doing now under this proposed amendment is not only taking those people, but all other municipalities that impose a personal property tax, and in addition to that, deleting all vehicle registrations throughout the whole state for senior citizens, regardless of what kind of a vehicle they own. And I would submit that that's in all likelihood considerably above $100,000, if yesterday's was $50,000, and I don't know what that figure is. If Senator Huber has some data from the department showing it's $100,000, I'd like to see it.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, the additional cost of the amendment of $100,000 just levels it off at halfway down the scale. And I don't think you're going to find, Mr. President, that there's very many senior citizens that are operating 40-ton trucks as a single vehicle that they try to exempt at 65 years of age or over. I think that the simple situation is here, the simple question is, do we believe that the senior citizens over 65 in the state of Alaska, who don't get an awful lot of use out of their motor vehicles, they don't drive the mileage that the rest of us drive, whether we intend to say that they're worth an extra $100,000, are we going to relieve them a little more? I think we should relieve them a little more, and that's a simple question, Mr. President. Thank you.
Senator Poland.
Mr. President, through the chair to Senator Huber, I wonder if he would explain exactly how this thing will be handled in a municipality that does not charge a personal property tax but picks this up by the sales tax.
Senator Huber?
There is no difference in any municipality. By exempting it under 2810-200, we have exempted them from both the tax that's in lieu of personal property tax and their annual motor vehicle registration tax. Make no mistake here by anybody that's voted, you're going to be exempting the senior citizens over 65 on one vehicle from the state's annual motor vehicle license tax. You're also going to be exempting them from the personal property tax if that community levels it. And if they choose to use 255 and have the state collect area-wide the tax in lieu of the personal property tax, you will be exempting them from that. And it's just plain that simple. The original amendment, number 2, has no reimbursement in it for those boroughs. And I think if we're going to discuss reimbursement to the boroughs, we should discuss that under the amendment number 3, because it's a universal, it pays back universally, just under eliminates.
Senator Croft.
President, I would appreciate somebody pointing out to me how it is under amendment number 2, amendment number 1 having been withdrawn, that the motor vehicle registration tax does not apply to somebody over the age of 65. That's in section 2810-255 of the present statute. And there's nothing in amendment number 2 that refers to 2810-255. 2810-200 refers to the license tax, your license fee for your vehicle.
Senator Huber?
I can answer that simply. It's in the language in the current, in the committee substitute for 471 finance, which you have before you. It states, section 1, 2810-255B is amended to read. We haven't changed that. We just put something in ahead of it. The tax is levied upon motor vehicles subject to the license tax under section 200 of this chapter. The amendment modifies AS 2810-200 by adding a subsection C that says a resident 65 years of age or older is entitled to an exemption from tax under this section for one motor vehicle subject to registration. No exemption may be granted except on written application for the exemption on a form prescribed by the department. So per se, he is exempt because under 255 because he is not subject to it under 200, and 255 gets its reference from 200, sir.
Is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Arsini? Senator Croft?
I'm still not convinced because there's two different things. When we enacted Section 255, it applied to those vehicles that had to purchase a license plate, and the municipality could then opt to, in effect, collect its personal property taxes. At the same time that the state collected its license fee, and thus the provisions of 255 applied only to those vehicles which had to be licensed annually. That was the way the alternative personal property tax on automobiles would work. It was key to those vehicles that had to purchase a license plate. Now, my concern is that with amendment number 2, you are exempting vehicles from the license plate requirement, but you're not exempting them also from the requirement of personal property taxes, except if a municipality has not opted to come under 255. In other words, we just have the opposite of the situation yesterday. Yesterday, we were only going to exempt personal property municipalities that had opted to come under the special provision. Now we're exempting only those that have not opted to come under the provision, as well as exempting people from paying the license fee.
Is there any further discussion debate? The question is, shall amendment number 2 be adopted? With so many as favor the adoption of amendment number 2, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The chair is in doubt. We will vote. With so many as, the question is, shall amendment number 2 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 9 yeas, 8 nays, 3 excused.
And so amendment number 2 has been adopted.
Amendment number 3.
Senator Tillion?
Did I read something wrong? I just thought Senator Willis asked me to vote no.
Point of order. Nobody asked me to explain a vote, Mr. President.
Is there a point of order, sir?
Nobody has a point of order today, sir.
That's correct, sir. Was there a request for an at ease?
Yeah.
Still don't stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. The Senate will stand back to order. We have before us in second reading Senate Bill number 471. Senator Willis. Is there any objection?
I object, Mr. President.
There is objection, Senator Ziegler.
I object for the purposes of testing to Senator Willis that rather than bring it up tomorrow when we're going to be short again, that you make that a date certain, for example, Tuesday or Wednesday of next week if you'll amend the motion, sir.
The motion is to bring it up, to hold it over one legislative day so far. Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, I think Senator Ziegler's point is well taken, which means we're going to hold this bill over until Monday or Tuesday of next week. And the whole argument to Senator Willis, I don't argue one thing and then just something else, but the whole point of going the separate bill route, besides the the confusion that's generated is expeditious action. So now we're not only going to have no more expeditious action on the senior citizens tax exemption concept, we're also not going to take expeditious act on the fundamental part of the bill, which initially is just to alleviate a relatively minor problem in a few municipalities that have adopted this tax.
Senator Ray. There is an amendment to the motion to hold over until tomorrow. Is there any discussion or debate, Senator Butrovich?
Till tomorrow?
Well, the original motion was to hold over until tomorrow. There has been an amendment offered to that, that it be held over until Tuesday.
Well, I would ask unanimous consent that the amendment be adopted.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted. The question before us now, shall the matter be held over until Tuesday? Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I would support the holding over because I think that every member of this body should be sure that the bill doesn't do some of the things that I have assured you that it don't. I'd like everybody to be comfortable. I support it.
Is there any objection to holding the matter over until Tuesday next? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler?
It seems that once again, sir, we're confronted with a crisis. House Bill 644, which the Rules Committee had scheduled to be for placement on Monday's calendar, apparently must be passed today. Senator Sackett has the bill in finance, and he will explain it to you if we do take it up as a special order of business, and explain to you also why we have to take immediate action. So therefore, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that we take up House Bill 644 as a special order of business at this time.
The bill is not in your packet. However, it should be on your desk in your books. Committee substitute for House Bill number 644. Senators would like to pull that bill before we start debate on it. There has been a request, unanimous consent asked, that the bill be taken up at this time. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. We have before us House Bill number 644. Would the Secretary read the bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 644 by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services, Medicaid miscellaneous, General Relief Medical, and Handicapped Children, and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, and Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. Senator Rohde signed do pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Tillian, and Senator Croft signed do pass. Senator Butrovich, Senator Orsini, and Senator Meehan signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 644, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services, Medicaid miscellaneous, General Relief Medical, and Handicapped Children, and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, you'll recall at the beginning of this session we passed a similar supplemental appropriation, and the funds were from congressional funds that came from the federal government. In this bill, 644, the amount of congressional funds is $1,327,335. The rest of the federal funds are Medicaid funds, which are coming to the state and going to those different budget request units. And the reason that we're requesting an appropriation of congressional at this time is that in the budget that was prepared last year, we took a figure based upon what we anticipated would be coming from the federal government. These funds come to the state on a quarterly basis. They have been running ahead in dollar amounts that anticipated. And we need to pass this according to the federal guidelines by the 12th of April. We have the same problem here at the end of the original
Is there any further discussion or debate?
Right.
The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 644 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 1 nay, 3 excused.
And so committee substitute for House Bill number 644 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. And so committee substitute for House Bill number 644 with an effective date has passed the Senate. In order that we not have to hold this until the end of the legislative day, if someone would give a notice of reconsideration, we take it up at this time and then transmit the bill. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 644, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services, Medicaid miscellaneous, general relief medical and handicapped children, and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 644 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 1 nay, 3 excused.
And so committee substitute for House Bill number 644 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. And so committee substitute for House Bill number 644 with an effective date has passed the Senate. The Secretary would transmit this to the House together with the memorandum that our understanding is going to be transmitted to the Governor's office today. Next order of business.
House Bill number 588 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for repurchase of certain oil and gas leases in Kachemak Bay pursuant to Chapter 113, Session Laws 1976, and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Poland, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Senators Tillion and Croft signed do pass. Senator Huber signed do not pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring. Senators Holman, Croft, Meland, and Tillion. Senator Orsini signed do not pass. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
House Bill number 588, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for repurchase of certain oil and gas leases in Kachemak Bay, pursuant to Chapter 113, Session Laws 1976, and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall House Bill number 588 pass? Excuse me, Senator Huber.
I'm not going to bore you for long. I'm not going to change any votes by what I have to say. My recommendation was do not pass. It still is. This is just some more continuation of our silliness in buying a bunch of pack, a bunch of dry hold, a bunch of dry area, and catch a bag thing. That's all I got to say. Throwing away more state money.
Is there any further discussion or debate?
Right.
The question is, shall House Bill number 588 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 11 yeas, 6 nays, 3 excused.
And so House Bill number 588 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Huber.
I should have noticed the reconsideration on my vote on House Bill 588.
Secretary will so note. Senator Pelletta. Effective date clause has been moved. Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the effective date clause to House Bill number 588 be adopted? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 16 yeas, 1 nay, 3 excused.
And so House Bill number 588 with an effective date clause has passed the Senate, subject of course to a notice of reconsideration. Senator Hackney. Without objection, sir, Senator Hackney.
Senate Bill 589 has been introduced today, which referred to Health Education and Social Services Committee. I'd like to waive the referral on that, suggest to go address the Finance Committee. It doesn't have to address education.
Let's see, 589. Without objection, the referral to Health Education Social Services is waived. The referral will be directed to Finance. Any further unfinished business? Senator Croft.
As unanimous consent, I'd be excused and recall the Senate for the balance of this legislative day and for tomorrow.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Any further unfinished business? Any special orders? Announcements? Senator Hackney?
I think all the members have probably received an invitation to the governor's prayer breakfast. Regardless of what your feelings may or may not be about that particular subject, there is a scheduling problem with people who are putting that breakfast together to run into. And that's the fact that they've received very few firm commitments from people who are going to attend that breakfast. Mr. President, the final date for reservations on that is the 19th. Again, Mr. President, I point out the speaker at that breakfast will be Chuck Holton from Washington, D.C. And again, whatever your personal feelings may be about Chuck Holton, pro or con or whatever, I suggest to you that perhaps the message that this man has got to bring is worthy of consideration. I would like to just urge the members, Mr. President, if they do intend to attend that prayer breakfast, to please get the reservations in.
Do they notify the governor's office, or who do they notify that, sir?
They have to have paid reservations, Mr. President. It can be done through the governor's office. I understand. Marie and Melbury in that office.
Any further announcements? Senator Bradley.
Mr. President. There'll be a brief for our Senate Commerce Committee meeting today at the same room, 207 in this building, at 1 o'clock instead of the regular time, 1:30.
Any subject matter, sir?
Senator House Bill 876, minimal electrical sector.
Senator Willis.
Mr. President, I'm sure the President will meet with one very
Senator Orsini.
The President of Community Regional Affairs will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll be taking up Senate Bill 533, Act relating to planning for public facilities and municipalities, and Senate Bill 535, an act authorizing exercise emergency medical services by municipalities inside and outside the corporate limits of municipalities.
Senator Sackler.
Finance tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Any further announcements? Senator Pelletta.
thing that sounds different is doing the season so badly.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, sir.